human rights watchdog over the treatment of a man with an intellectual disability. Adrian, who has spent 11 years in a lock unit with a cage courtyard at Brisbane Forensic Disability Service after being charged with serious offences in 2012. He was declared unfit to stand trial and his charges were withdrawn, but audio clips has revealed that he fears that he will die in the facility. In more local news, community groups are pushing Dugong to be Brisbane mascot for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The elusive creature, affectionately known as a sea cow, can be found in the waters of Moreton Bay. Spokesperson for the Minister assisting the Premier on Olympics and Paralympic Sports and Engagement, Staring Hinchiff, said further information about how the community could get involved in the selection of a mascot would be released at an appropriate time, but not now. In national news, a Disability Employment Centre of Excellence will be carried out by the government. The establishment of the Centre of Excellence aims to improve the employment outcomes for people with disability and increase the capacity of employment service providers and employees. A total of $1.1 million was allocated to the centre and is due to be operational by July 2024. Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth said, "The employment rate for people with disability has not shifted in 30 years and the government is committed to removing the barriers to employment they experience." In more national news, it's National Careers Week and is a time we acknowledge the important but often unobserved unpaid work of care done by 2.65 million Australians who provide support to family members or friends. Here are some ideas how you can help a carer today. You can check in regularly, offer a break, acknowledge and appreciate, initiate support, and encourage self-care. In international news, the World Health Organization warned Gaza faces an imminent public health crisis as the Palestinian enclave is running out of water. The UN agency said the lives of more than 35,000 patients in 35 hospitals in Gaza are at immediate risk, and called for the unobstructed access for humanitarian aid into the enclave. On Sunday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jack Sullivan said Israel officials had told him that they had turned the water pipe back on in the southern Gaza. For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to fortunes.art.au.